Time to catch up on the adventures of Carrie and Tommy. When it's time to decorate your home for Christmas, just head into Spotlight. With a huge Christmas range from tableware, tree decorations, candles, gift wrap and more, they are your home for all things Christmas.
Sure is afternoon Australia and a very big happy birthday to Miss Carrie Bickmore.
Thank you. I love what you've done with the place. Amazing decorations. Who did this
stunning.
For me? I'm guessing you had nothing to do with it, Tommy Little.
Well, to not give away too
so
much.
So no, the answer is no.
No, I'm in the same building as you, so no. It would have been amazing
if I
did
it. What do you call this stuff here?
Streamers. A garland from Spotlight.
A garland, is it?
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
We put it together and part of the instructions are just have fun with it. And I reckon we bloody nailed it.
You did nail it. I'm waiting for the joke. Is something going to pop out at me or you've just been nice? It's rare that you've just been nice.
No, gotcha moment.
You've written me a car. This is beautiful. Message from Annabelle and Caitlin and Elijah and Marshy and Son and none from you, Tommy. Mm. Good.
I have not seen the card.
No. What about the present here? Have you had anything to do with the present here that I was told I went to open before and then they all went, wait till we're on air. And I'm like, why? Isn't it my birthday? And they're like, yeah, but it'll be good content.
Oh, is this the thing that jumps out at her face when she opens it? Great. Okay. What is it?
Oh, that's a dream come true. Weird, though.
It's just a nice photo of you in your prime. Look at you. You're flying. Look at you go.
It is a framed photo of J-Lo from the neck down and my head.
Yes. The
What's
Aussie
on
J-Lo.
The other side? J-Lo's hot. Anyway. Okay. I look weird on J-Lo's body. That doesn't work at all.
No, I think it's perfect. I think it's perfect.
No.
And we got your cake?
She's got a lot of boobs out, doesn't she?
She does. I don't know where you do. I mean, you both do.
I do.
You have a cake there as well?
I do. Amazing cake. Happy birthday, Kaz. Kaz is that what we're going with now, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that was from Rowan. And we have just a few messages for you as well.
Such a good mum. I love you a lot and congratulations being 39.
Happy birthday, Mum. Have a nice birthday, Mum. Love you so, so much. Tell your friends that you're having a birthday. Love you so much. I like Ollie and me and your daddy, Chris, loves you so much. Happy birthday. Bye.
Hey, hon, I just thought I would quickly celebrate your 38th year as you turn 39 today. And what a list it's been. You received an Order of Australia. You raised $300,000 for brain cancer. You were nominated for an 8th Best Presenter Logie. You took 20 listeners to the UK and Italy. You bought me some great clothes for the races. And you gave birth to little Adelaide. What a great year. Love you. Well done.
Say happy birthday, Mum.
Can you moo like a cow?
Moo.
Oh, that's so sweet. That makes sense now because that's what he wrote in my card this morning. I thought, why is he giving me a praises of my year? I love how they all point out my age as well.
No,
they all made a
specific
mention of it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Big day today.
Big day.
This morning we interviewed the incredible world number one Ashleigh Barty.
Yes.
Tennis player. Incredible. I mean, not that I need to say tennis player after that. We all know who Ashleigh Barty is. Anyway, that was a great start to my birthday. We're going to bring you that interview later in the week.
Ashleigh? When did you pick up Ashleigh?
Her name's Ashleigh.
But I didn't hear you call her Ashleigh once today.
Well, no, because Ash is how she's known.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone call her
Ashleigh. Same name as my sister, Ashleigh. Well, that's her name.
Okay.
God, I just
reckon if you went, hey, I'm going to chat to the tennis player, and I went, who? And you went, Ashleigh, I wouldn't know who you were talking about.
True. Yeah, well, no, that is her full name. If anyone ever encounters Ashleigh, that's it. Say, hey, Ashleigh. But also tonight, I've got Ollie's graduation. He's finishing primary school, which I'm preparing myself to become an absolute mess. It already makes me feel emotional thinking about it.
Why is he not going to pass?
No, he keeps saying that. Actually, he goes, "My God, Mum, I passed primary school." I'm like, "Does that? I mean, great, but I'm glad you did."
Yeah,
I didn't realize that you might not.
Yeah, you don't want to celebrate too hard.
No, I feel like I'm not going to get deep here because we're going to talk about something else, but I feel like parenting is just a series of things that you want to get over quickly. You want to get them to bed quickly. You rush through your bedtime stories. You rush through everything with them. And then it gets to the point where they have milestones like finishing primary school and you're like, oh, my God, I want time to slow down. So you rush it all until you can't rush it anymore because it's done. And then you're like, can we slow it down?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But don't you think you're going to have these moments? I mean, I know you kind of just said that, but forever, don't you think you're going to want like years to go, oh, can't this? And then as soon as they're out of your house, you'll be like,
I know.
Oh.
No, I know. Well, that's the thought I came to. I've still got all of high school to savour. But, you know, when I'm sitting at cricket and it's the fifth hour of it and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I should stop and go, you know what? I'm really glad that I'm here.
Watching
anyway,
cricket.
I'm sure I'll be going, oh, my God, in the middle of graduation tonight when it goes on and on and on and on. And it's a very it's an alcohol-free event, so it's going to be a long night.
You told me you were going to pre-drink in the park beforehand.
I'm going to preload like a teenager.
Yes.
I might have a cheeky champers before.
Are you still gaffer taping the cask to your inside thigh?
Would that be a bad look if I rocked up in my handbag with a little something?
No, that's fine.
No, I feel like
I'm assuming, hang on, is a little something booze?
Well, yes.
It just sounds wild all of a sudden.
Mate, I'm going to school graduation.
I know, but you're already
although
told me you're
going to be would go down at school graduations, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I'm not anticipating anything hectic tonight.
Do you remember that principal that pole danced?
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. All these principal pole dances tonight. That will be epic.
So good.
Actually, let's talk about this. On 13 10 60, what went down at the school function? Like, what's the hectic thing that you talked about for years afterwards? Do you remember the time that principal whatever got on the pole?
Yeah. Yeah. You know where I reckon's a big one for it too? Parents' events, like when they have trivia nights and stuff, when the kids aren't there, I used to host trivia nights for the parents and they would get buck wild. Like they were just going nuts.
Yeah, you've been out with me, yeah? When you're away from the kids, it's like, one drink in and you're like, oh, my God! Mum's gone wild is a natural thing.
Yes, yeah.
13 10 60. What went down? What crazy thing went down at the school function? What am I in for tonight?
Love it.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Give us a call. What went down at the school function?
I've got Ollie's graduation tonight. It's an alcohol-free event. Everyone will be very well behaved, I'm sure. But I'm sure, opposed to that, there is functions that get very, very full on.
People cut loose. Mm. Often there's tension involved. There's people who have wanted to say things to other teachers for a long time.
There'd be so many fights, wouldn't there? Parental fights, and the kids would just be like, Mom, not now.
And I love it. Sian, do you love the drama?
I do.
What happened at your function?
So my year 12 formal, one of the teachers, he just had a few too many drinks and he literally jumped up on the stage, took the presentation microphone and sang Mustang Sally in front of everybody. And it was hilarious.
He sang well or badly?
Oh, he sang pretty well. He did actions and everything. So, yeah. Yeah.
At least he committed.
Yeah. It was really, really funny.
And so,
I've never forgotten that.
Well, I was going to ask, Sian, was there a blowback? Like, often people find these things funny in the moment, and then in the sober light of day, they go, hang on, when Mr. Green stripped on stage, maybe that wasn't so great. Was there any reprimanding?
No, it was just funny. 20 years later, it's still funny.
You can still do it. Okay. Who do you want to go to? Because
should we go to Elisa? Elisa, what happened at the school function?
Hey guys, okay, so we had an event night for adults only with a hypnotist.
Ooh. Oh no.
And the vice principal was hypnotized and he became a stripper.
Oh, this is great.
And he did a bit of stripping and lap dancing on a couple of the other teachers and it was hilarious.
See, I don't believe it. It's not that I don't believe. I find it tricky to get my head around hypnotism. All I think when I see those visions of people clucking like a chicken and stuff is that all they've done is been given permission to do the thing they've always been wanting to do and then blame the fact that they were hypnotized.
Yes, absolutely. Alessa, were you into it? Were you tucking $5 notes into his jock strap? What were you doing?
Oh, look, I cannot even remember. I was too busy trying not to wet my pants with laughter.
It was just hilarious.
What was the fallout?
That's what us male strippers want. Women laughing hysterically.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy right across the country here for Spotlight, your one-stop destination for everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas.
Get into Spotlight.
All birthdays. They've got great decorations. Birthdays. Exactly. Birthdays. I'm loving what's behind me.
It looks decked out sick because... Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, I want to know on 131060, when was there snot on your face? What were you doing? What were you doing in this life? And afterwards you realised, or someone had to point out, oi, mate, you've got snot on your face and I can't listen to anything you're saying because you've got snot on your
that
face.
That actually reminds me about this morning when we were interviewing Ash Barty for radio and you got makeup done. And you said that you got makeup done because everyone keeps telling you've got really rosy cheeks now. Have you got to the bottom of why you've got such pink cheeks?
I mean, that was meant to just be between me and you, but sure, it's still a
story. Well, I couldn't answer it for you, so maybe someone else. 131060 as well. Do you know why Tom's got pink cheeks? And why he felt the need to wear makeup for radio.
No, I thought we were under the
project. I mean, I do every day, but that's because I'm going the project.
Yeah, well, you told me we were sitting in the project room where all the lights were set up.
No, I told you that when you arrived. Didn't pre-tell you that. And the only reason the makeup artist was there was for you. I was already made up, mate.
You've been stitched up, bro.
So what do you want to hear from, men who wear makeup or...?
No, just why have you got pink cheeks? And also from, what was yours? I can't remember your talk topic.
Snot on your face.
Snot on your face.
It's Carrie
Bickmore and Tommy Little. Because yesterday you heard me arguing with my housemate Johnny about swimming and my lack of ability to swim and Johnny's lack of ability to swim and how basically we have a swim coming up that he doesn't want to do and thinks we won't survive.
Mm.
So the end result of that was we got in the pool this morning to do a training swim. And I got I got there just before him and there was a big unit in the slow lane who was swimming, taking up the whole lane. And so I got in.
Well, that is the slow lane. You can do whatever you like in the slow lane.
You can't take up the whole lane.
Yeah, you can.
You can't do that.
Anything goes in the slow lane.
Well, not that. There was no space left. So I had to go in the aqua play lane and then they stopped me. Yes. And they told me you can't swim laps in the aqua play lane.
Nah,
so I got out.
For the grandmas and the babies.
Yes. And so I got out as Johnny was arriving. And he'd had a quick shower and I looked at him and I went, oh, my God. And he didn't know that he had snot going from his nose down to a line to his mouth, but then
Stop
his mouth, down his chin, right? I went to laugh and I just stopped. And he goes, why aren't you swimming? And I said, they told me I couldn't swim in the aqua play lane. And he goes, let's get in the slow lane, but looked. And he saw there was a big unit in there swimming the whole lane. And he goes, well, which lane do we go in? Should I ask the guy? And I said, yes, you should. And so he went up to the lifeguard.
Oh, my God, you didn't tell him about the snot.
And asked him.
You're so mean.
And he came back and he goes, he told me I can swim in the aqua play lane. And then you've never seen a man more watched in the pool. Both lifeguards were right by him the whole time as he flopped about in the aqua play lane and he still does not know that he had snot all over his face. Jordan, when did you have snot on your face?
Yeah, so year 8 music drama class about 13 years ago. Was performing in front of everyone and had a cold at the time and went to laugh as you do when you're trying to act. So laughed, sneezed a little bit. Just kept carrying on with it. Everyone started laughing. Just myself that they're all laughing at. And I happened to look down on my shirt and there's a whole patch of snot on my shirt. So quite embarrassing and sort of tried to cover it up, but everyone had seen it already. Actually ran out of the room and didn't come back for about an hour. So
the good news is that
telling the story.
The school's pretty forgiving and they would have forgotten that by the next day. Yeah, Jordan?
Yeah, that's exactly right. No one talked about it.
It didn't become your nickname, none of that.
No. Well, it's embarrassing.
Let's go to Evan. Evan, when did you have snot on your face?
Hey, guys. So I've got this pretty cool party trick that's not really cool at all and it's terrible with the ladies, where I was having a conversation with someone and I had a whole French fry that was just sitting out of my nose. Basically, I had an operation where whenever I eat something, it can actually come out of my nose. And so I was sitting there having this whole conversation with a whole French fry just sticking in my nose. It wasn't even good enough. It was a whole French fry that I managed to pull out.
I mean, that's a party trick.
Yeah, it doesn't really work, though. I've never fooled anyone with this.
Ev, I'd love to ask you a question.
Might be hard to believe.
I'd appreciate an honest answer, Ev. Did you then throw the fry out or did you eat it again?
Well, fries
you can answer honestly. Yeah. You can answer honestly.
Fries are fry. They're pretty good.
Who do you want, Pickers?
Oh, let's go to Vina. Vina.
When hey, Jeff's how are you guys?
Not all over you.
Hello.
Vina, when did you have
hello?
Okay, because you've chosen the wrong one. Let's go to Nicola.
Vina, are you there?
She's no, a horse not. Let's go to
she's
Nicola.
She's still screaming hello.
Hello.
Oh, no. Oh, Nick, let's go. We're done here. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. Right now, Australian Red Cross Lifeblood needs new blood donors, so please give blood like life depends on it. If you do want to get involved, you can search Give Blood to book a donation today.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Year older, year wiser, Carrie.
Oh,
how are you feeling?
Well, I don't want to go out. Yeah, I don't want to be too confident, you know.
Come on, it's you're a sage now. You're a sage.
Here we go. Let's get into question number one. Which 2010 movie included the Oscar-winning song We Belong Together?
I don't know the song because...
Is that the song by We Belong Together? Yeah. 2010 Oscar-winning movie. That's a while ago. It was a decade ago. Together. What was an Oscar-winning movie like a decade ago?
That we silent
belong
one.
Together.
No, that won't have a song in it.
No, silent.
Hang on. I think it only has songs in it. Now I'm
Precious.
Confused.
Is that Oscar-winning?
Oh,
was that Precious?
Precious won an Oscar.
Oh, my God, amazing. Eli, right. That was... why did I say Eli? That was me. Me.
Hey.
Wiser.
You just call yourself Eli sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Here we go. Alter ego.
Question number two. William Dean served as Governor General under which two Prime Ministers?
I haven't heard of him, Pickers.
William Dean.
William Dean, Governor-General, which two Prime Ministers? Hawke and Keating.
Keating and Hawke, yeah?
Yep.
Great.
Question three, the flag of Iceland consists of a white and red cross on what colour background?
White.
Blue.
White.
Is it?
I think it's blue.
Great.
Good on you.
Lock it in.
Good on you, Buzzy.
Question number four.
I
who won the
like the man that can see the answers. That's what I like to
say. Question number four, who won the 2019 Formula One World Drivers' Championship? I know this one too. That's Lewis
Vettel?
Hamilton.
No, Lewis Hamilton.
Question five, who had the, I know this one as well, who had the hit song Truly Madly Deeply in 1997?
Oh, Savage Garden.
Savage Garden.
I love
feeling
them
good.
So
I'm
much.
Feeling real
yeah,
good.
They're great. Great. Are we 5 from 5 feeling?
I reckon we could be.
Go backwards then.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, go okay. From Savage Garden. I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your
Savage Garden is thing. Correct.
Truly Madly
Deeply. Question number four, Lewis Hamilton is also correct.
Woo! Good one, Buzzy.
Boom. Blue is correct.
Oh no.
Can we give half a point for this? Paul Keating and John Howard.
Oh!
William Dean.
That is a
half a point. That's I reckon we give point. Half for that.
That's half.
And Carrie, you had the fantastic answer as Precious, the 2010 yeah, film with it? We Belong
is
it, Together.
Is that her song? Mariah Carey.
Sure. Mariah Carey, yeah. Unfortunately,
that,
it was
that
Toy
was me
Story
again,
3.
Not Eli.
Toy Story 3.
Oh, Toy Story 3. Oh. Ooh. I mean, that was all Eli.
3.5 out of 5. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
Little. The one and only Julia Morris with us.
Oh, how are you?
Who?
What about being a year older? You just loving it?
Oh, yes. I reckon it's the last year I'm going to love being a year older. And then once I add a 4 to the number, I'm not going to enjoy
it.
Oh,
mate,
so much.
You're about to get into the really good bit. And then what happens is very slowly but very surely you keep caring less until you turn up to radio in the clothes you just cleaned the house in.
That's why we love you. Is it true that you're not wearing any undies either? Or just not clean ones for the actors tomorrow night?
No, I've packed 19 pairs. I think underpants are the only things that I've packed for the actors tomorrow night. But we'll try and amass an outfit between now and then.
Hey, J-Mo, I'll just cut to the chase. Is Carrie going into the jungle?
Well, you know I'm not legally allowed to say, but there are an awful lot of clues on the tick list that lead me to believe that may or may not be factual.
My
How
dad
is that
convinced.
For getting around the answer?
My dad came over for birthday dinner on Sunday night and he said to me, you're going in the jungle. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I hadn't even seen the ad that says a leading lady, this Order of Australia winner really knows how to put on a show. And that's obviously the clue he was referring to. And he winked at me for half an hour across the table, just randomly winking like, I know, I'm onto it. I'm like, mate, I'm not going in the jungle.
Well, also, you can't win because if you turn up in the jungle on the night, everyone will say, see, I told you, I knew. And if you're not in, all the people who said, I know you're definitely going in, all of a sudden just dissolve away and you can't remember exactly what they said. So you can't win either
way. No, I know, you've
let
them all down. Anyway, I'm not going in the jungle.
It's pretty brutal, mate, but I think that you would excel.
Mm. Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
I also think it'd be good for the show. It'd be great
what
to
show?
Have someone who's
our show.
What
our
about
show?
You, Tommy? When
you'd have
you
to host
in?
With someone else for 6 weeks.
I'm
once again, good for the show. Is that what you're referring to?
What I love about it is the silence that you get. That you know, we as Australian celebrities, if that's the word that people use for us, is that we all pretty much run our own business, trying to keep those plates in the air with family and with your work and keeping up the internet and keeping up everything. So the fact that it all stops, there's not many opportunities in life where for the best part of 4 weeks you get to switch off all of that. But you can't do that with a little baby.
No, I reckon I couldn't leave the kids just with them being so little. And I hate heights and I hate gross things and that's all that happens in this.
Hey, I'm the same. And it's never lost on me for a moment that what those celebrities are going through and what they do for their teammates that I'm not necessarily capable of. So, though I know Chris loves to wind people up when they're doing some of those challenges, but it touches me in the heart when I think, I don't think that I could do it, and I love that they can.
But isn't that why it's
great? I'm
just
looking at these clues to see if any of them are you, Tommy. So there's a TV megastar. Is that you?
Could I don't think so. It might
a footy
be
legend?
A TV fill-in guy.
A footy legend? No, are you good at footy? No. A blonde bombshell?
Was.
Are you That's the blonde
me.
Bombshell?
A bombshell with a few greys coming through.
Yeah,
oh, a famous DJ. That's what they used
DJ.
To call radio announcers.
You are what you play.
You are what? No, it says I'm Logie Award winning here.
Oh,
no.
Don't.
It says you like to make crowds laugh.
Yes.
It's you.
You don't
oh, no,
just
you haven't
like
won a Logie,
to, you
have
actually
you?
Do.
No, yeah, I haven't won a Logie. No, I'm out. No. I can't even entertain this up to this point of maybe. they can't even think of a clue. fit me. That's
maybe you are the blonde bombshell from Tropical Paradise to Jungle Hell. How will this reality TV beauty
That's
cope?
Me. I'm
yes.
a reality TV
it
beauty
is.
Guys.
Maybe just someone caught you in the right light where your hair looked quite blonde.
Hey, J-Mo, you got a big comedy tour next year. It is called I'm Not Even Joking. Tickets are on sale now. Are you excited about hitting the road?
I absolutely love it. I tour every second year because, to be honest with you, it nearly takes me the 2 years to write the next show. And so getting back out on the road, well, as you will know, Tommy, there's very little that matches the energy of the live exchange of stand-up. There's lots of other strings to our bow that we have to do a bit of acting and do some presenting and do anything to try and stay afloat. But stand-up is where I started, and it definitely, I can't bear the expression, feeds the soul, and I was about to say it. But it definitely fills up your bucket just to go, I'm doing something I actually feel like I'm qualified for.
So does that mean when we're watching you on I'm a Celebrity, you are dead behind the eyes, but if you really want to see him sparkle, come see J-Mo live.
I'm like the cat in Pepe Le Pew. I am desperately holding on, hoping that there's another year in me. Please employ me again.
Well, tickets go on sale tomorrow. Is that right, Buzzy?
Yes, exactly right.
Up and running.
Yeah, livenation.com.au is where you go for that. We can't wait to see you on the telly.
Oh, tickets are already on sale. Sorry. Yes, they're on sale now.
We can't wait to see it as well. Julia Morris, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. Series 6 launches 7:30 p.m. Sunday, Jan 5. Thank you so much for stopping
Good
by.
Good luck.
Love you guys.
See you in there.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Even the smallest gift can make a big difference to someone's Christmas. Spread the merry with Australia Post. Time to spread the merry with Carrie and Tommy.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Christmas. It is not too far away, and with the help of Australia Post, we are spreading the merry. $2,000 MasterCards up for grabs this week.
Oh, yep. It was emotional yesterday, wasn't it? Giving away this $2,000. It actually took us a bit to recover from because we knew people would be very excited to win $2,000, but it made a huge difference in the lives of Britt and Annette yesterday. Yes.
This one is slightly different because yesterday we got very excited and this one there is a little bit of a caveat and we have to remain calm.
Yes.
Our inside woman is Nicole. Nicole, it's Carrie and Tommy here.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
You're a good sister, aren't you?
Oh, I try to be.
You have nominated your sister, Christy. Why have you nominated Christy?
My sister is currently pregnant with twins.
Oh,
so she's going to have 3 children under 2 when they are born in a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God.
Did you say in a couple of weeks?
Well, she went to the doctors on Tuesday last week and one of the twins is now 3/5 engaged. So her obstetrician has sent her for a steroid injection because he's worried that they're going to come early.
I don't know
what a lot of that meant, but it sounds wild.
All that's worrying me is that she's going to get too excited and pop one of the twins out mid-spread the Mary.
Possibly what I'm a bit worried about.
But she'll be spreading the Mary for sure.
Nicole, we haven't had a live birth on this show.
I get your tone.
I understand. Let's make this the most calm surprise that we have ever done.
I agree.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about Christy, what she's like as a mum and how she goes, you know, she's got a little boy now, but how she's going to handle it all. And obviously it's an expensive time coming into Christmas and having all the bubs.
Yes. So she's very calm, very caring, very giving. She's actually a nurse. She's had to give up work early because she can't be on her feet for a 12-hour shift with the 2 babies inside. But, yeah, she's just, she's like my best friend.
Oh,
nurses are the best people in the world. Are you hiding somewhere now?
I'm hiding in the garage.
Oh, okay. And so what's Christy doing inside?
She's currently nesting and doing some baby stuff and cleaning up the nursery ready.
Should we go have a chat to her?
Sounds good.
You go get it. We're about to get someone to knock on the door and hand her a $2,000 MasterCard thanks to Australia Post. They're there waiting. So you give us to Christy and we'll
go and find
surprise her calmly.
I don't think we've ever interrupted someone nesting.
Someone would like to speak to you. Hello?
Hi, is that Christy?
Yes.
Hey, Christy, it's Carrie and Tommy here. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, just in case there's a little bit of confusion who we are.
I did think I was confident just going with it there.
What are you up to at the moment?
Cleaning my house.
Oh, we should let you know as well.
Sorting out some stuff at home.
Christy, you are live on the radio as well.
Oh, wonderful.
We understand you're expecting twins, Christy, is that right?
Yes, that is right.
And you've already got one little boy by the name of Tommy. Good choice.
Great name.
We do. Excellent name, isn't it? We do have a little fella called Tommy.
So does that mean you'll be going with Carrie for one of the new bubs? No.
It's Carrie Bickmore.
We don't know what they are. So, hey, you might be in with a shot.
Christy, Nicole has nominated you for something. Do you know what she would have nominated you for?
No. We'll never go.
It is a Tough Mudder challenge, and it's in an hour. It's actually a horrible idea, but good luck.
We should preface what Tommy's about to tell you with the message, stay calm, because we don't want you to go into labour, okay?
I'll try my hardest.
We have something special for you from the wonderful folks at Australia Post. If you wouldn't mind walking to your front door now, please.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. And just talk us through what you can see and what happens.
They're knocking. We can hear the knocking. Hi. Thank you. Handing me a parcel with a Santa hat on.
Oh. What's in the parcel? Open it.
You've been gifted a $2,000 MasterCard thanks to Australia Post.
In the spirit of keeping calm.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm not gone into labour, but thank you.
Yeah, it's the only time we've not wanted the winner to scream and yell. And
there'll be no jumping, trust me.
No. We just thought it might be, well, we didn't think, Nicole thought it might be nice with the bubs on the way, Christmas coming up, it's an expensive time that you could,
it can be, very much so.
And also, I think she's concerned how many nappies you're going to have, how much they cost, that this might be a helping hand.
Understandably so. I think there's going to be an awful lot with the two. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. You should not have done that either.
And Nicole had very lovely words for you. She said you're her best friend and she, she's very excited to be an auntie again.
Yeah, it's going to be a very fun but crazy time in our household. But, yes, that's going to go a long way for us and we really do appreciate it. So thank you very much.
Well, it is. Thanks, Australia Post. And good luck with the new arrivals on the way, Christy.
Thank you.
I hope it all goes to plan and that the bubs come safely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, if you know someone who does need a little bit of a helping hand and when you want to help us spread the merry, register at carryandtommy.com.au because even the smallest gift can make such a big difference to someone's Christmas. Spread the merry with Australia Post.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Using
Happy
Cavalier.
Birthday to you. In harmony, please. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carrie.
Happy birthday
to you. And especially you.
Yeah, Sagittarian legend.
Yeah, Sagittarian
Carrie,
legend.
Good job, guys. You share a birthday with my mother-in-law.
Oh, so who do you like better?
Her name is Colma. Who am I more afraid of?
Colma.
That's the question.
Colma?
Colma, C-O-L-M-A. Sri Lankan name, Colma, yeah.
You haven't answered the question.
Who do I, who am I more afraid of? Her. But who do I like better? Her. I'm going to go with both.
There we go. She's one. She's got two there. Famous people born on this day. Have you done this already today?
No. Oh, no, that's what I was looking up now.
Do you want me to do it?
Go for your life.
I'm going to open the batting with Emma Stone, the wonderful actress.
She's hot.
From La La Land. Hey. It's about her abilities. Thank you, David.
Yeah, but I'm...
Carrie, sorry about that.
She is hot, though. Emma Stone's very hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Ethan Hawke?
Oh, he's still alive.
That's good. Carrie loves Ethan Hawke.
Oh, I used to love Ethan Hawke.
You could probably get a shout out from him from Cameo.
$100. Every time I try and get a shout out for Tommy and Cameo, they knock me back.
What do you mean? What are you asking?
I try to write funny things.
We got one off
do anything.
Tara Reid.
Yeah. I got one off.
But did you make it funny, or did you have to keep it very
straight? Tara Reid had a crack at me for. Oh no, she loved you for being a meat eater because she was our meat eater versus vegans challenge. She was only $200, Tara Reid.
Really?
I think she's about $200 for a face-to-face meeting as well, though.
She's looking like she's lived a life, Tara Reid.
No, a good life.
A full life.
If you looked at me with Tara Reid's face and said, how am I looking, I don't think I'd say great.
I don't know what to do with that.
Oh, sorry.
Harry's birthday, and I think we've ruined it.
Hang on a second. Britney Spears.
Is it?
Oh, no.
Is it?
Is it? I dressed as Britney for a party.
You're Britney before she, you know, came good.
I did Hit Me Baby One More Time, Britney, for a party.
You're messy Britney after a big night. I've seen you be messy Britney. In Italy.
Right.
Remember her in Italy, Tommy?
I wear underpants.
Remember that night in Italy?
Messy Britney doesn't wear undies.
She didn't end up with a shaved head.
Remember in Italy that night? Tommy can't remember either.
Okay.
No, I do. You're asking the wrong dude.
I do. I'm just looking after my co-host and the birthday girl.
Yeah, he's doing the right thing. For once. I don't know what's happened to him, but he's not throwing me under the bus.
You went into that restaurant.
Yep.
You never came.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, good.
Happy birthday.
All right, let's get out of here. Hughes and Ed up next.
Bye, everybody.
That's what's happening.
A lot happening.
Bye.
See ya.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up is done for another day, time to stop by Spotlight. They've got a huge range of craft and DIY products to help you decorate and create the ultimate Christmas. Shop in store or online now at spotlightstores.com.